Hello and welcome back to Mindfulness for Kids with O. I'm O, and your way to sort of stableness during anything that upsets you or makes your tummy go a bit funny. I'm sorry, it's been almost 2 months since I've done a podcast, and that is way too long. Hopefully the next one, it might take a while to come out, but it won't be this long. So yeah, keep your eyes out, or should I say ears out. Today is a very big day for the podcast because, it's 2021. The last podcast was in 2020, which is the year that I know lots of people are saying, we just won't talk about this year. I will go, what a year. But I feel like as much as the pandemic has locked us all in and made us feel miserable, it has also made us feel pretty together. Like, before we thought, oh yeah, we could all live with robots replacing us. We can't, because then there's not the social aspect of working. There's not the social aspect of school. And I think that is a point that lots of people didn't actually know or be conscious of until the pandemic had occurred. And that's the same with me and probably a lot of you. So I am going to say that there is a vaccine, and we will get onto that. There are multiple vaccines, actually. But also, there's still a lockdown, and we need to talk about that too. So I'm Mindfulness for Kids with O, and get ready. So the first thing I feel like most people will probably be aware of is the vaccine. Yes, there's the sacred vaccine that's supposedly the savior of mankind. Or should I say humanity? Well, kind of. There are AstraZeneca and there are a few others, which I can't name right here on the spot, but there is also the weight, the downfall, sort of. Well, the weight, what is the weight? Well, the weight is sort of, as most people in England, I know that we don't have just English viewers or listeners, but in England, everyone's locked down and people are getting the vaccine, mainly old people and NHS workers. Just shout out to the NHS, you are legends. But also there is the factor that most people just have to wait until it's their turn to get the vaccine, which, who knows, that could be in ages. So this podcast basically started during a massive wait for the first wave of vaccines to be handed out. This is mainly being a podcast because of the weight, but it won't just be because of the weight, because the weight, it is not an actual thing. No one says, oh, you're just suffering from being depressed from the weight. That is not true. The weight is what sort of uplifts you or like makes you feel sad. The weight is not just waiting. The weight is how you wait, and I know that sounds very weird, but it's true, and lots of people don't consider that. They think, oh, this is the worst thing, nothing else good has happened. Well, think about it climate change-wise. Climate is, in a way, like, sort of recovering slowly because of the lack of transport. I mean, I know it's going to sort of go down a bit again, but, like, lots of ecological lots of the ecology is thriving. Like in America, like Donald Trump, he believed climate change was fake news, and boy was he wrong. But now Joe Biden has officially reintroduced all climate change laws, so that is a massive progress in humanity and their fight against climate change. But also the sort of just generally people getting to discover new things that otherwise they wouldn't have time to do, and now they've, like, I don't know, got time to do it. They want to do it as a full-on career. I mean, well, this is the kids' thing, so most of you guys don't have jobs. I mean, that's not that adults can't listen into, but it is mindfulness for kids with O. So, like, even though schools have been closed, which is a bit depressing, still, you can still do class Zooms. You can still online text with your friends. That's not even that good, though, because of the whole fact that most people won't really consider that the same. But I don't know, some people might, and I'm not one of those people, but I have to say, gaming is quite handy with this sort of thing. And I know lots of you people will say different, but it's not the same to everyone. Everyone has a different opinion, and I think I'm one of those people too. Most people should just be grateful for what they've got, not what they want to have. And I think that is a valid point in this virus, during this time when most people are sort of, like, perplexed, confused. What do I do next? Oh no, that's not what you should feel like. You should just feel like, oh yes, yes, the vaccine will save us all. But not sort of like that, because still, I don't want to be the person who, like, acts like they know everything, because no one knows everything. That's just reality. But the vaccine isn't going to instantly kick in and be our saviour. It will slowly work, and I know some countries haven't even introduced it yet. France are trying to, but for some reason people don't really want it in France. I'm not quite sure about that. Someone will have to tell me about that. Voice message is a feature if you're using Anchor, by the way. But yeah, I feel like even with this vaccine, there is still a downfall to finish off the wait. And yes, that's the theme of this episode, the wait. You finally got there. I wonder if you knew. Maybe not, maybe yes. But I just want to say that I am extremely, extremely happy that I can be back on the road and that everyone can listen to my podcasts again. I mean, you still could, but I wasn't making any new ones. I have really enjoyed making this episode, and yeah, we're coming to an end. Thanks for listening, and stay calm, stay mindful, and I will see you in the next podcast. Bye!